Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
We've got some cool stuff going on in cardiovascular medicine. Myocardial infarction is defined, as most listeners will know, as ischemia leading to myocardial injury or death. The criteria are met when there's a rise or a fall in cardiac biomarkers, along with supportive evidence from symptoms and perhaps a suggestive ECG, perhaps some imaging evidence that shows loss of viable myocardium and decreased wall motion abnormality. In the past, it took, when I was in training, a day or two, and we had whole rule-out MI rooms in the ED where people stayed for long periods of time and generated enormous emergency medicine bills, and the vast majority of them being told that they didn't have an MI.
So, but Mike, didn't you ride dinosaurs on rounds, too, back then?
We did. We rode dinosaurs, and
yeah,
I got
yeah.
to work on a horse and buggy, and the world has changed. There are no more dinosaurs, and out here in the West, there is no more rain. But we have new cardiovascular tests. You found a poem that comes from the American Journal of Medicine, published this year, 2015. It begins on page 369. It asks a very useful question, which is, can acute myocardial infarction be ruled in or ruled out within 2 hours of presentation using some new high-sensitivity troponin tests? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, this was a Swiss study, and they've done a couple of really good studies recently. I don't recall if it was this group. I think it may have been that also looked at how you best use the history and physical in the office setting to help rule in and rule out acute MI. And it's great. You know, if we can get patients out of the ER in 2 hours, that's a great efficiency. The patients appreciate it. And, you know, you can keep people moving through the ER. So they took 1,148 patients who came to the ED with chest pain and suspected MI, and they used high-sensitivity troponins. So troponins, when they were introduced about, 15 years ago or so, were not as sensitive. And the older troponin tests, you had to wait about 6 hours from the onset of chest pain till they reached a sensitivity of about 97-98%, where they would detect almost everybody who was having acute MI. And now these highly sensitive tests achieve that same sensitivity or similar sensitivity much sooner. And so that's a big plus. So they looked at all these patients. Final diagnosis was made by a couple of cardiologists who were looking at all the patient data and everything that was done 60 days from the time of presentation to say, yep, they did or they didn't have an acute MI. Overall, about 1 in 6 was diagnosed with MI, which is pretty typical for an ER setting here in the U.S. The rule was then tested on a separate set of 517 patients who presented to an emergency department at a hospital in a different continent over in Australia. So they developed it in Switzerland, and then they tested it in Australia. In Australia, about 9% had an MI. And what they found when they tested it was that the rule identified about 22% of patients as either definitely or possibly having an MI, so high risk, and the remainder, 78%, as having ruled out for MI. Of the ruled out patients, every single one was alive 30 days later, so that's good. The sensitivity for this algorithm was 96%, and the specificity was 99%, so those are good numbers. In this setting, the positive predictive value was 85%. So if they were labeled as being definitely or possibly MI, 85% of the time they had one. And if they were labeled as low risk, ruled out for MI, 99.5% of the time they didn't have one. So basically, you know, roughly, I think it was 2 out of 400 in this validation group. Of the 400 who were called low risk, 2 ended up actually having an MI, but neither of them died as a result. So what's this rule? Basically, very simple. You rule out if you check a highly sensitive troponin on admission and 2 hours later, and you rule out MI if the maximum troponin level is less than 14 nanograms per liter and the absolute change, the increase, is less than 4 nanograms per milliliter. You rule in if the maximum troponin is greater than 52 at any point, or the absolute change between onset to 2 hours is at least 9 nanograms. So very simple rule. Anybody who doesn't fit one of those two groups would have to be observed further in order to figure out whether or not they had an MI. But at least for a large group of patients, you can identify them as ruled in, admit them, work them up, you know, presumptively begin treating them versus ruled out.
I think I see where the problem is here. The emergency medicine folks are still going to be in the money here because you have to wait the 2 hours to get the second troponin. But it could take 2 days to get the result back from the lab.
No, they got, these are quick. These are quick. These are coming back fast. I mean, they're typically, you know, I believe those are coming back in usually less than an hour. You can get those pretty quickly.
Yeah, you don't know our lab.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. Anyways, it's an impressive algorithm, and it will save lots and lots of money and lots of people spending time in the emergency room worrying that they're having an MI.
Well, there are other algorithms, other studies like this, and you know there a lot of them are quite similar. They often rely very heavily on this highly sensitive troponin test. And there have been studies going back even 15 or 20 years that in patients who come into the ER and after 6 hours they have, if it was 6 hours after the onset of pain, not necessarily 6 hours from admission, but if the troponin was negative 6 hours from the onset of pain, then they had a vanishingly small likelihood of MI.
Mm, that makes sense too.
Yep.
Well, thanks, Mark. We will take this to the clinic with us. I appreciate your help. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. See you then.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.